It's Thursday, July 17th, and this is Brian with the Morning News. Give us 5 minutes and we'll give you the headlines you need to know. To be in the know, the Israel Defense Forces said it struck the entrance of Syria's military headquarters in Damascus on Wednesday. At least one person was killed and 18 others were injured Wednesday in the Israeli airstrike on the capital Damascus, Syria's Ministry of Health told the media. The high-profile strike came amid a wave of sectarian violence in the southern Syria city of Suweida, where the Druze population has clashed with local Bedouin Sunni tribes and the recently installed Syrian government, headed by interim President Ahmed al-Sharaa, who toppled former President Bashar al-Assad in December. U.S. Secretary of State Marco Rubio said in a post Wednesday afternoon on X that the U.S. has spoken to all sides and agreed on specific steps that will bring this troubling and horrifying situation to an end. In other news, President Trump hosted congressional leaders and families affected by the fentanyl epidemic on Wednesday for a signing ceremony on bipartisan legislation that would strengthen prison sentences for fentanyl traffickers, White House officials told CNN. The Halt All Lethal Trafficking of Fentanyl Act, which recently passed both the Senate and the House with bipartisan support, represents a key priority for the president, who has claimed the illicit flow of fentanyl is one of the underlying reasons for his tariff threats against Canada, Mexico, and China. The bill will place all fentanyl-related substances, specifically copycat versions of the drug, on the U.S. Drug Enforcement Administration's list of most dangerous drugs, classifying them as Schedule 1 under the Controlled Substances Act. Around the world, fighters allied to Yemen's exiled government claimed Wednesday that they had seized 750 tons of Iranian-supplied missiles and weaponry bound for the country's Houthi rebels, the latest interdiction of arms in the country's decade-long war allegedly tied to Tehran. For years, the U.S. Navy and other Western naval forces have seized Iranian arms being sent to the Houthis, who have held Yemen's capital since 2014 and have been attacking ships in the Red Sea over the Israel-Hamas war. The seizure announced Wednesday, however, marked the first major interdiction conducted by the National Resistance Force, a group of fighters allied to Tariq Saleh, a nephew of Yemen's late strongman leader Ali Abdullah Saleh. The interdiction of this massive Iranian shipment shows that Iran remains the most destabilizing actor in the region, General Michael Eric Kurila, CENTCOM's commander, was quoted as saying. Limiting the free flow of Iranian support to the Houthis is critical to regional security, stability, and freedom of navigation, he added. Meanwhile, President Trump announced that the United States has reached a trade agreement with Indonesia. The agreement calls for the U.S. imposing a 19% tariff on Indonesia's exports, a reduction from the 32% Mr. Trump briefly imposed on the country in April. After first announcing the agreement on Truth Social, Mr. Trump told reporters that Indonesia would not charge any tariffs on American exports. He also said Indonesia committed to buying $15 billion in U.S. energy, $4.5 billion in American agricultural products, and 50 Boeing jets, many of them 777s. Nearly 24 hours after Mr. Trump announced the agreement, Indonesia's government confirmed it, saying President Subianto had negotiated it directly with Mr. Trump over the phone. Jakarta described negotiations as an extraordinary struggle. And a 7.3 magnitude earthquake struck near Sandpoint, Alaska on Wednesday, prompting a tsunami warning from the National Weather Service. The warning was later downgraded to an advisory, according to the agency. Sandpoint is located on northwestern Popof Island, off the Alaska Peninsula. It's approximately 600 miles southwest of Anchorage. The earthquake struck 54 miles south of Sandpoint, according to the U.S. Geological Survey. There were no reports of damages in the area. Now you know, and you're ready to go with the Morning News. Share this with a friend and subscribe to us wherever you listen to your favorite podcast. You can also sign up for our newsletter at themorningnews.com. Thank you for listening.